There are just 2 weeks to go before the U.S. hands control over to Iraq's interim government, and that means lawyers with the U.S.-led Provisional Authority are busy. Over the past year, the head of the U.S. administration in Iraq, Ambassador Paul Bremer, has signed nearly 100 orders that carry the force of law. His team of attorneys is now reviewing those and revising some. When Iraq's interim government takes over, it'll have the right to undo much of what Bremer has put in place. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Colonel Mike Kelly is an Australian Army lawyer specializing in occupation law. He works in the Office of the General Counsel for the U.S.-led administration in Iraq. With just 2 weeks before Iraqi sovereignty, his office, he says, is busy.
Exceedingly busy, as you can imagine. There are a whole raft of transition issues that have to be dealt with. Administrative arrangements, handover procedures, and consultation with the interim government on various aspects.
Kelly and colleagues are also writing revisions to a number of orders signed by Paul Bremer, the head of the occupation administration in Iraq. Those orders will stay in force unless the ministers in Iraq's interim government agree to change them, and the president and two vice presidents approve. That's not expected to happen very often. The interim government is banned from making legal decisions that would affect the country's future beyond the 7 months this government holds power. But Kelly says there's no guarantee the government won't change what it can, particularly in matters relating to security.
We're all aware that they're in a very difficult security situation. It's not a usual law enforcement regime that we're, you know, involved in here. So there will be pressure to be able to take extraordinary measures to deal with that security situation.
One change the interim government is expected to take soon after June 30th, reinstating the death penalty, which Bremer had suspended. In the run-up to the transition in Baghdad, there have been intense debates over what laws will be left behind by the U.S. American NGO representatives fought a proposed registration law they said gave the government too much power over Iraqi nonprofits. The issue of turning over prisoners, including Saddam Hussein, is not yet resolved, nor is the question of immunity for heavily armed foreigners working as private security guards throughout Iraq. Dr. Ibrahim Jafri, a vice president in the new interim government, has said if these guards commit a crime, they should be subjected to Iraqi law.
That's the meaning of sovereignty. Otherwise, sovereignty has no value. There should be no difference between crimes committed here, whether they be committed by an American, a Briton, or an Iraqi. He should be punished according to our laws.
A Bremer order from last June gives contractors limited immunity from prosecution in Iraq. Bremer's spokesman, Dan Senor, says that's appropriate.
Under CPA order number 17, there is limited immunity extended in matters for contractors, extended in matters clearly related to their contract performance. This does not protect them in matters related to criminal activities, rape, murder, anything of that sort.
A revised Order 17 is due out before June 30th, but limited immunity for contractor guards is expected to stay. Despite the right of Iraq's interim government to change laws the U.S. leaves behind, Senor says changes to contractor immunity would only be fleshed out in consultation with the U.S. government. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.